This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. World goings on is something that needs to be approached by politicians that have a very icy grasp of reality, because you can't allow... You shouldn't allow emotion to come into it. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul famously caused an uproar in the Republican Party during a 2008 primary debate when he suggested that our interventionism in the Middle East was responsible for the 9/11 attacks. Rudy Giuliani excoriated Ron Paul, accusing him of conspiring with Democrats by suggesting America invited Al-Qaeda's deadly retribution. Now, Ron Paul's very simplified and reductive understanding of the motives behind the death to America jihadists had some basis to it. The CIA had long cautioned against blowback as a consequence of foreign policy hubris. So, all he was doing was echoing a sentiment that had been put out by a bunch of intelligence analysts. So, while U.S. Air Force bases in Saudi Arabia, which infuriated Osama bin Laden, while that didn't fully explain radical Islam's holy war against the West, but they provided a bit of understanding. Now, bringing up blowback, because we are now in the aftermath of the El Paso, Texas rampage killing and the Dayton, Ohio rampage killing. White supremacy has been named the ideological culprit behind the Texas Walmart massacre. The shooter admitted he was trying to kill as many Mexicans as possible. The Dayton shooter had a social media history of promoting left-wing causes. He said, "I want socialism, and I'll not wait for the idiots to finally come around to understanding," he once tweeted. So the blog hacks and the TV prattlers out there right now holding up the victims as ideograms for their own objective, and the naked propagandizing, which has been made into hay using the El Paso shooter's ambitions exclusively, is fomenting a digital agnon with angry carping and Twitter threads and Facebook comment sections. Using dead bodies as a proxy in an ideological debate isn't just shameful. It's outright lazy. Far easier to stamp political labels on people and tell ourselves we understand the full multitude of their hopes and dreams and heart's desire, lest we burden ourselves with the hard task of deciphering all the unique lineaments of what Carl Sandburg eulogized as each man's one thumb. Now, impetus guessing after mass shootings is a mug's game. People are still trying to figure out what went on with Stephen Paddock. But there's at least one through line in both shooters' history that isn't being discussed, And I suspect it's because the Donnie can't be used to score any partisan points. Both shooters appear to have had a rough go of it in the social hellscape that we call high school. The Texas killer was especially bullied. One classmate revealed that prior to being picked on, the future murderer was a sweet kid. Everything changed his last year in high school. He started getting more depressed and a bit more of a loner in senior year when the bullying was pretty severe. The Dayton killer. He was an outcast in high school. He authored a hit list of his fellow students. Some of his classmates reported that he was a bully himself, which is an ironic harbinger of danger to come. This story today, uniquely today, it's been a long time coming, but uniquely today, young men feel very unwelcome in normal society. And they take out their frustrations on the innocents around them. Their alienation, often set in train by bullying and encouraged by casual drug use, violent video games, that perpetuates itself. It's an endless cycle of ennui, in a way. It's a obsessive habit of the Internet. They discover wicked ideas that twist their realities, and the real tangible world takes a back seat to the digital communities inhabited by other lost men. As Matthew Walther points out, we aren't ready to deal with their violent epiphenomenon yet, because it would mean delimiting modernity's goods, mastery over technology, free and open internet, relaxed mores about drug use. It's now conceivable that a young person coming of age today could live in the same one-bedroom apartment for the rest of his or her life, never needing to leave, having every material necessity hand-delivered to him by a low-wage Amazon driver. Almost a quarter of millennials report having no friends. Because when you have Minecraft and Call of Duty and Uber Eats and Reddit, who needs them? The political bickering over what to do about it, yet another mass shooting, elides over the cultural component integral to the violent acts, because they, in most cases, lack simple policy solutions. Gun confiscation is no panacea. Firearms were far more present in American society decades ago without the, We had no randomized shootings happening back then. They didn't happen. The closest we came to it was Charles Whitman, Texas Tower. We've had mass killings. Don't get me wrong, but I'm talking about the kind where somebody just decides to kill a bunch of people he don't know for whatever reason. So right now, the Democrat lawmakers are targeting the president's donors, or journalists are griping about the New York Times headlines, or presidential candidates are offering gun-grabbing proposals, and the cable news host suggests our political leaders enjoy murderous bloodletting. But these rampage killings are blowback for an increasingly atomized society, unconcerned with the purposelessness plaguing a lot of our young people. On a more individual level, it seems as if the killers affirmed Alden's immortal words, "What all school children learn, those to whom evil is done, do evil in return." Evil, beyond white supremacy or socialism, inspired the shooters to extinguish more than 24 lives with a simple pull of triggers. It was an evil that the American elites are too timid to name. That evil is indifference, and it happens around us every day. Indifference to the losers among us. How many more will suffer? They banning all of this stuff. Indifference is something that you can't ban. And what we're in the middle of is an apathy blowback right now. The apathy is on the part of society because we've got a bunch of lost, aimless souls that never learned how to socialize. They don't need anybody. They don't, they don't even look up. They're so used to texting, they don't even eyeball you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups?
Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, the Dayton killer. This guy was, he wasn't a Bernie bro. He was part of Chief Pocahontas' tribe. He killed 9 people, injured 27 people. He was definitely a self-described leftist. He hated Trump, and he was a strong proponent of more gun control, and yet he used a weapon to go out and kill a bunch of people. But if you believe the media, the murderer from the El Paso Walmart killer to the New Zealand mosque shooter, all of those guys were right-wingers, Republicans, if you will, crazy Republicans. According to Time magazine, the white supremacist rantings are only the most recent far-right wing writings to emerge behind senseless mass shooting deaths in the past several months. This was in reference to both El Paso and New Zealand. Headline at NBC News proclaims, after El Paso Dayton shootings, world media warns about right-wing extremism in U.S. On Sunday, Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, he's polling to slightly lower than I am, for the Democratic presidential nomination. He blamed President Trump for the violence and agreed with CNN's Jake Tapper that Trump was a white nationalist. One Democratic presidential candidate after another laid the blame at Trump's feet. This is like a mindless drumbeat that's been going on for quite some time. The Washington Post called the New Zealand mosque shooting one of the worst cases of right-wing terrorism in years. CNN's John Berman said the person giving a sign of allegiance to President Trump is the killer here. So the logic goes that Trump is a right-winger and a racist, and that therefore he is in league with and responsible for mass public shootings by white supremacists. Supposedly, there's been a flood of these mass public shootings because Trump has engendered a culture of hate. But Trump's political views are worlds apart from those of El Paso and New Zealand killers. Indeed, I am a Trump supporter, and if Trump had really pushed the things that they say he's pushing, and if it was really going the way they said it was going, these guys wouldn't be around to comment on this. We would have already dealt with all of them. We would have been intolerant. We would have been extreme. The common thing about the El Paso and the New Zealand killers, they were extreme environmentalists who opposed immigration because they thought that overpopulation would damage the environment. The El Paso killer's environmentalism was clearly the basis for his anti-immigrant views. Our lifestyle is destroying the environment of our country. The decimation of the environment is creating a massive burden for future generations. Corporations are heading the destruction of our environment by shamelessly over-harvesting resources. This has been a problem for decades. If we can get rid of enough people, then our way of life can become more sustainable. He wanted to go Soylent Green on everybody. Similarly, the New Zealand killer wrote, the environment is being destroyed by overpopulation, and we Europeans are one of the groups that are not overpopulating the world. The invaders are the ones overpopulating the world. Kill the invaders. Kill the overpopulation, and by doing so, save the environment. Now, the El Paso killer opposed all immigration, and he was upset with Trump for advocating merit-based immigration. He wrote, clearly, the Senate under a Republican administration has greatly increased the number of foreign workers that will take American jobs. Remember that both Democrats and Republicans support immigration and work visas. Now, the media isn't going to talk about the Dayton killer being a leftist and a registered Democrat and a gun control proponent. February 14, 2018, he tweeted at Rob Portman. I guess I need to get involved in Twitter. I don't know. At Rob Portman, hey, Rob, how much did they pay you to look the other way? 17 kids again, dead. If not now, when? That was the date of the mass shooting at a school in Parkland, Florida. He also wrote on Twitter, I want socialism, and I'll not wait for the idiots to finally come around to understanding. On Sunday, the Washington Post's Jennifer Rubin claimed, the facts indicate white nationalists are responsible for more deaths than Islamic fundamentalist-inspired killings under this president. Well, that's because we're killing those guys that are, you know, we're killing Al-Qaeda. We're killing ISIS. So, yeah, that, you know, they definitely, their body count is down, no doubt about it. Now, the Crime Prevention Research Center collected data on the race and ideology, political and religious, of mass public shooters. Since 1998, 58% of these killers have indeed been white. But this percentage is smaller than the white share of the population, 64% as of 2015. Middle Easterners are by far the most overrepresented among mass public shooters, given that they represent 1% of the U.S. population and 8% of mass public shooters. Blacks, Asians, and American Indians are also overrepresented. Hispanics are the most underrepresented, committing acts at a rate that is a little more than a third of their share of the population. Environmental extremism is on the rise, and doomsayers on the left should take some responsibility for the unhinged frame of mind that a lot of these young, aimless Americans have. Trump didn't inspire the strain of environmental fanaticism. But instead of having some sort of an honest conversation about where this comes from, the media would just rather stereotype all angry white males as right-wingers and warn of a white nationalist terrorism crisis. Listen, you dimwits, if that was the case, you'd all be gone by now. Do you follow what I'm saying on this? If they were saying that Republicans are white nationalists and that we're killing people, if that were the case, let's just say that every time Tutus Fear took up and we started hearing some of these things, Alyssa Milano would be gone by now. She would have vanished a long time ago. She'd be one of the first to go. Yet she's still out there just tweeting to her heart's little content because, unfortunately, conservatives like myself, we get out there and we actually believe that the Bill of Rights means something. So she gets to have her thing. She gets to have her say. And that's the way it should be. But in the meantime, while they're spreading all the lies and everything, the inconvenient truth here is that, it's a lie. It's a lie. It's an absolute lie. All the stuff they're saying. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talking at the White House, President Trump says enough is enough regarding China.
You know, we've been hurt by China for 25, 30 years. Nobody's done anything about it, and we have no choice but to do what we're doing. It's working out very well, as you know.
The president did express optimism when asked about if a deal would be reached with China soon. The search continues for escaped Kentucky fugitive Curtis Watson. Speaking with reporters on Friday, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Public Information Officer Kelly McAllister says there have been no credible sightings of Watson and urged the public to call with any tips.
We just want folks to stay aware. There is a very large reward being offered, $52,500. We want to give that money to somebody. We want a tip that brings this man to justice.
Watson allegedly killed a corrections administrator and is considered extremely dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
Money. Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from the AR-500 Honor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. You know what I hate? I hate when I get in here and I'm doing things and I get out of sequence and something I've done a million times. Well, on Friday when they're saying puff, puff, give. Yeah. Anyway. There is a familiar quote that is often attributed to Churchill, later appropriated by the leftist radical Saul Alinsky, that goes, never let a good crisis go to waste. Whoever actually coined that concept . Well, the anti-Second Amendment crowd is certainly taking it to heart. this is what they primarily do. They're always looking for there to be a reason to want more gun control. If gun control was actually a solution, it would always be a solution. So it wouldn't just be a solution when we're everybody's. But see, what they do, it would always be a solution, and it wouldn't just be a solution when the emotions are hyped up after one of these unspeakable acts. It would always be a solution. But it is never a solution. That's the problem. They know it. The only way they can try to push it is what they're doing right now, where we're getting polls and all this other stuff. Well, all of America wants background checks, which we already have. We have background checks, people. We already have background checks. What we don't have is a registry, which is what they're wanting. They're wanting a registry. And listen, if we get a registry, you know, go ahead and start the Civil War countdown. All right? Because the only reason to have a registry is to confiscate. The problem they face in the long term is just the logistics of all of that. But since we've been involved in these rampage killings, the blame game, which right now we're in the middle of the blame game. Now, lost in the impending storm of side-taking is the recognition that of the world we live in. And any ultimately fruitless assault on American Second Amendment freedoms, that ignores reality. The Second Amendment guarantees the right to keep and bear arms. It's a God-given right, and it guarantees it. It codifies it. It affirms it. Like it or not, it is engraved in our national freedoms, and thus the only such way to remove it is through the constitutional amendment. The U.S. Constitution was drafted 232 years ago, and in that time there have been exactly 27 successful attempts to amend it, of which 10 were the Bill of Rights, 3 required a civil war, and 1 repealed another. There will never be a successful attempt to repeal the Second Amendment, and nor should there be. Because Pandora's box has been opened, and guns exist. That's reality. Therefore, each and every American should have the right to choose how to defend themselves. And history is filled with failed attempts to dictate this kind of morality. For all of recorded history, humans have had the requisite knowledge to produce alcohol. Churches and religious groups have often frowned upon its use, yet those who choose to consume alcohol did. Then we ratified the 18th Amendment, which was prohibition. Did Americans no longer drink through the Roaring Twenties? Of course they did. Canadian whiskey was illegally imported. Bathtub gin killed thousands of people. And Americans continued to illegally consume alcohol because they had the knowledge to create it and the means to procure it. Pandora's box had been opened. Who benefited from prohibition? Well, Al Capone did. Bootleggers did, and the rise of the American Mafia did. Americans had the will, they had the knowledge, and so they found the way. A government cannot successfully dictate morality. To say or imply otherwise would ignore the realities of back alley abortions, drug trafficking, and the current opioid crisis. When humans have a desire, coupled with the knowledge and the ability to achieve that end, inevitably they will achieve that end. And now the gun debate and the Second Amendment debate rages on in defiance of this well-established principle. We have the knowledge as humans and the ability to make and obtain guns. Simple internet search can teach someone how to make their own. China, Russia, Italy, and countless other countries produce guns. So are we to assume, in defiance of the lessons of prohibition, abortion, and the drug trade, that the simple criminalizing of self-defense would somehow prevent the natural human desire for self-defense? All that would ensue would be an international arms circuit run by cartels serving only to arm the very criminals that defy our laws to begin with. And how would this be enforced? By the politicians that run sanctuary cities and states? By local law enforcement that passionately refuse to work with federal officers and agencies to enforce existing laws with which they disagree? It's ludicrous. On its face, one could fairly submit that in such an environment, the government would choose to enforce firearm prohibitions on some while tacitly ignoring it on others. And prohibition taught us that. It's impossible to ignore the tragedies of the past weekend and many before it. Mental health issues, criminals, both organized and otherwise, and civil discourse must be addressed, and yet the solution cannot be to repeat the mistakes of the past. As long as Pandora's box has been opened and the knowledge and ability to create firearms exists, the Second Amendment is the law of the land and it is not negotiable. Nor is the right of every American to defend themselves how and when they need. This is the thing politicians ignore. They get out there and say, we can solve this. All of their things that they want to, quote unquote, solve is based upon an agenda item. Well, in order for us to move forward with this, we have to first do this. So really the key to the progressive agenda, if you want to live that way, if you want to live in a progressive socialist slash communist world where all of your, it's basically going to be the matrix. It's going to be the stupid matrix because they're going to take everything you got and then they're going to give it away to other people so that they'll vote for them. And you'll have Los Angeles. Los Angeles will become a national model like Baltimore. Right now, there's so much garbage in Los Angeles that typhus is breaking out. And sometime, I still expect sometime this year to have some sort of medieval breakout of some sort of illness that we haven't, you know, black plague. Then we're going to have, you know, bring out your dead and the guys with the carts. It's going to be straight out of Monty Python. That's what they want. Well, that's what, not what they would claim they want. They claim that they want this, that, and the other, but that's reality. That's the other thing you can't ignore, the reality of what their way brings you. But the fact of the matter is this. It's out there. It's happening. And them taking this means away from us, that's a non-starter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boysgunstocks.com. An unfortunate fact is occurring right now, a phenomenon that is insidious. Because right now, there are many questions that people are waiting answers on. For the friends and families of all that were killed in Texas and Ohio, they're looking for answers. And this is going to be a long cycle of days and weeks and months and years. And the big question that's on everybody's mind, that everybody's searching for the answer for, is why. Why did these two evil individuals seek to kill as many innocent humans as possible? That's not a new question. From the beginning of time, for the very first homicide, from that, humans have wrestled with that question. Losing those we love, whether one of the 40,000 plus who die annually in automobile deaths, one of the 14,000 plus gun homicides in 2018, a 7% drop from 2017 at 5-year low. This is not something that abates with any degree of mercy. Politicians that are not currently in power exploit this pain to begin calling for the undoing of the Constitution even before the victims have been identified. They refuse to call culture to account. They campaign on casting the Constitution as inhumane. They refuse to institute legal and common sense changes that reinforce the rights and protections of our people with constitutional consistency. They point to the tools of the killer as opposed to the killer's conscience. Politicians have to do this. They can't sound like the schizophrenic crazies themselves, harping for people to stop pulling triggers and, on the other hand, allow post-birth killing of children to remain legal. This is the advantage that you and I enjoy by not being a Democratic candidate for president in 2020. We can hold a consistent and compassionate ethic that seeks to protect innocent victims. All the time, every time. One of the questions that I was waiting on, the answer to, was did they legally acquire the weapons they used? And the reason to know this is simple. If they did acquire them illegally, then the argument for more laws defining legal parameters around guns falls apart. That the Sandy Hook killer, David Lanza, that he stole the guns he used to massacre babies, demonstrated that. I mean, their plan is always to commit mass murder, which we can legally put them to death for. Shoplifting a gun from somewhere doesn't strike me as that scary of a crime when you're willing to do something that deep. So if killers are dedicated to committing crimes in order to pull off their crimes, are they, you know, is there some other element a constitutional society can look to protect her citizens? Right now, everybody's calling for the passing of more laws, especially the Democratic candidates, that even if passed, criminals will ignore those too. They would tell you that, does that mean we shouldn't have these laws? Well, only if you mean to impact me. Those laws, if they stop short of complete confiscation, are going to do zero to prevent either of these weekend's past shootings or the last weekend's shootings. These laws include complete confiscation of 393 million plus legally owned firearms against a population of 330 million citizens. Well, okay, good luck with that. I'm not even sure that's the right number. I think it's around 660. When the Parkland, Florida shooting took place, a lot of people looked at this and looked at the steps that could have been taken to immediately end school shootings. In the aftermath, the Parkland, the Florida Assembly took up all seven in legislative proposals and adopted six of them as final law. They don't all apply to a mall in El Paso or a bar in Dayton, but one incredibly important parallel does apply. Both shootings happened in gun-free zones. Simon Malls, the operators of the Cielo Vista Mall, scene of the El Paso shootings, banned guns on their property, even though Texans are allowed to open and carry concealed. The mall that I carry in around here is a Simon Mall. They have a different set of rules after operating here. Eateries that serve alcohol in Dayton, Ohio, banned guns. In South Carolina, you can carry a gun legally now if you have a permit into a place where they serve alcohol. You simply cannot imbibe. They're able to ban guns in these places, even though Ohio is similar to Texas, offering both open and concealed carry options. Now, we know the answer to one of the killers. You know, one of the killers just wanted to kill Mexicans. But we don't really know about the Dayton shooter. But we know at least part of the reason they chose where to kill. In a gun-free zone, there's not going to be anybody there to return fire. In the Texas shooting, if the manifesto is confirmed to be that of the shooters, in his manifesto, he didn't really think he was going to survive. The fact that he did do that is a testament purely to the idea that the 3,000 people in the mall that day had no means to respond and shoot him down like the dog he should have been shot like. And that's being insulting to dogs. Let's call him a dirtbag, yeah. In Ohio, according to an eyewitness report, the gunman was disarmed and killed with his own firearm, although I think he actually committed suicide. In both instances, they did not choose to attack a military base, a police department, or a gun range. Nope. Because they were cowards. These guys were cowards. So it took them to places where killing victims was like shooting fish in a barrel. Just like it happened in Gilroy, California, and Brooklyn, New York. Those shooters a week before. 126 Americans have died thus far in 22 mass shooting homicides, defined as four or more deaths, not including the perpetrator in 2019. And the pain, there's no resolution. There's no closure for that, for the people that are left behind. The time for politicians to make us weaker through complete confiscation will never be allowed. And if that's true, it's a moral imperative that we make it more difficult for criminals to act on their darkest wishes. Because they are cowards. They see the innocent as targets. They believe they will not be stopped. They believe that they're willing to do that. And now we have to make it, I mean, if you look at James Holmes and Adam Lanza, for example, James Holmes, Aurora, Colorado, Adam Lanza, Sandy Hook. Adam Lanza went to another school before he went to Sandy Hook, and there was a school resource officer there. James Holmes skipped six movie theaters that were not gun-free zones in Aurora. They went to where they believed they would not be stopped. And then they went to work. The most awful work. They went to work in a place where being helpless was codified in a gun-free zone. James Holmes, I mean, the fact that he survived his shooting is testament to the fact that nobody there could shoot him back. And he would have been one of the easiest rampage killers to kill because he was wearing a gas mask. Somebody in the movie theater had seen him and had not been in that first group that got killed with a shotgun. He could have flanked him by going down one of the aisles in the movie theater, walked up beside him nonchalantly, and shot him in the head. He would never have seen it coming. Because I've worn a gas mask in the dark, and I know how good the vision is in one of those things. So these guys are cowards, and we need to put the fear of not being able to work the way they want to work. That's got to be instilled in them. And until we do that, this will happen again. And it will happen again. Las Vegas will be eclipsed at some point. Pulse Nightclub will be eclipsed at some point because we're not changing anything. Coming up next, joined again by Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.